4CPA Mobile. Oh, how are you doing today, Patrick?
I am doing good. How about you? You been out playing tennis?
No, not today. There's a clinic I can go to at 5:30 that'll be indoors. I don't know if I'm going or not. I'm not real motivated to do anything today, to be honest with you.
It's that way, aren't they?
Me. You know, not everybody's like me, thank goodness. But anyway, cloudy days and cold, cloudy days just don't do a whole lot for me. I've been watching TV. There's a Beatles special on Disney Plus, and it's a 3-part thing, and each part's about a little over 2 hours long. And so I've been watching some of that. It shows how they made the Let It Be album, and it ends with the rooftop. On the top of Apple Studios building.
Commercials for that, but I haven't watched any of it.
It's kind of boring, to be honest with you. I mean, but it's just neat because it's footage that I've never seen, nobody's ever seen, the general public anyway, and it's TV quality, video, and they're videoing and recording the whole time that that they're there, and you know, picks up. They even put George Harrison walked out in the first segment there, and said he quit, and they had a microphone hidden at the table where John and Paul and Ringo sat and talked about George. It was kind of interesting, you know, because they didn't know they were being recorded at the time. So, of course, they were able to, after the second visit, they were able to go and talk to George into coming back to the group, at least to finish the project, so it didn't turn out so bad.
Didn't turn out so bad for them, that's for sure.
You know, they made a marked difference in my life, just their influence, and everybody at school called me Paul McCartney because when he would come out with a new song, I would learn it and go to school. When I was in chorus, I would sit at the piano and play and sing the song. And so that was my nickname. At least I was known as Paul McCartney when I was in high school.
Too bad you didn't get the fame and fortune to come along with it, though, right?
No, I didn't, and I don't know. After seeing some of the footage, I'm not sure. The early on footage, all those girls screaming and all that, I don't know if it was worth it or not. But anyway, he certainly, they all were very talented, and I think Paul was, he was just my personal favorite, and always has been, but anyway. Well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm going to say adios, and you be careful out there on the road. Hope your day is about over, and you can settle in at the house. I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final. KB4CBA.
Well, 7-3 is Dave. Yeah, I'm started the trip home, but I still got one stop on the way, so. But it's almost over. So, KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side monitoring. 7-3 is Dave.
KO4HKX, how's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing good, Daniel. How are you today?
Catching up off the work, and actually was running some errands real quick. But I heard you talking, so I wanted to say hi. Where are you at today?
Right now, I'm in front of the Walmart in TR on 25.
Yep. So where are you going?
I'm heading toward the house. I got one stop left to do on 25 and 414, and then I'll be on to the house.
So far, I know it's been on the gloomy side.
Other than that, it's been pretty good. Hadn't had no real issues with anything. Everything's went smooth. Had good sales today, so nothing to complain about at all.
Any more visitors over the weekend?
Not that I'm aware of, so we'll see. Hopefully that was the end of it, and I did talk to the sheriff of the county, and I have done all my due diligence. If I catch them there again, I can prosecute.
Okay, and just keep your butt covered and put up the signs, and you should be good. Did you put the property on notice as far as being no trespass zone?
North Carolina, I don't have to do that. I don't even have to post it. If I verbally tell you not to come back, then I can, that's all there is to it.
It's not that way in South Carolina. In South Carolina, you have to do it a couple different ways. But I probably would still put up signs just for future people, make sure nobody walks on it. But that's me.
Oh, I have plans to. Just got to get around to it. And got to get up some of those areas to put them up.
Like I said, let me know if you... If you need help one day, we'll go up, we'll walk it, and if you need some shots, I'll come up and bring the drone with me. We'll get some aerial shots for you that you can have. But, yeah, I think that would definitely help you a lot to have those signs up.
On Saturday, won't we just plan on doing that?
What I was going to plan right now, I think they're calling for they were calling for major thunderstorms on Saturday.
Then let's not do that.
It's always going to change, but we can make plans as we get closer.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good. Maybe we can get Chad up there, too. But I don't know how much of that walking he wants to do.
There and help you with some antennas and stuff, and he said he was game.
The house, that won't be too big a deal.
Versus your new property.
About 20 minutes. I'm curious about running today. You over there getting some more of them gourmet cookies?
Here.
I ask you, what kind of errands you running today? If you was over there getting some more of those cookies you got.
No more cookies. I just use them, those for my clients. But I know they're good. I actually had gotten me like one or two before just to try it out. But no cookies. That was actually checking on my dad today. He's still got a long recovery road, and I went over there to kind of help try to lift his spirit some. And my mom always has something for me to fix when I come over, so this time I brought over some epoxy and some super glue and just fixed a bunch of stuff for her, too.
Enjoy every minute of it. I can speak from experience. You'll wish you had those back after they're gone.
But I wanted to go over there. My mom said my dad wasn't doing too good today, and so... I had a crazy busy weekend, so I wasn't able, I took don't we go every almost every other Sunday to go see them, but you know, I didn't get to see him yesterday, so I was she called and said he was feeling kind of down today and said, hey, you think you'll be stopping by anytime soon? I was like, yeah, I'll come over. So, but I wanted to kind of spend some time with him. But I actually talked to my dad today about that cassette recording he had of my grandfather.
Listen to it.
He's bedridden right now, and so he can't really get up, but, you know, it was at least something to talk about, but he said he would try to find it so I can get it. I want to digitize it so I can have it for me, but also have it for my kids so they can hear it.
It's going to be pretty cool, I can tell you that. I'm going to have to see if I can't work that out with my grandfather. Since you mentioned that, I've been thinking about it.
I'll help you however I can with it because I feel like it is important, and the recorder isn't terribly expensive. If you wanted one for yourself, I could definitely send you some recommendations, but it also doesn't bother me if you wanted to borrow one of mine for a week or so.
To let you know on that, but, so what else you been up to?
Saturday, I took the day off, I think, when I caught you guys on the radio. I took Saturday off so that I could work in the garage. So it's like you take time off of one thing to work on something else, but I really wanted to get it organized. But when I went to Lowe's, I went for one box of screws. You know, that's what, $7 now, I think. And I came back with $70 worth of containers and everything else, because every time I go to that store, I spend more than I plan on.
On a tool truck.
Good, if I came on your tool truck, yeah, to actually buy a tool, I would walk away with a lot more.
They're dangerous if you're not careful. KO4 HKX.
It's not going to work good for me if you actually start selling Smoky Mountain knives. Are you still working on that deal?
I am. Hopefully it's not too far from done.
So, I'll definitely have to hook up with you once a month, once every other month, and see what you got.
I think I'm going to start out with first, so we'll just have to see how it goes.
You can count me and Chad as one of your first customers for tonight.
Here earlier, but I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Talking to Tom, but I didn't want to interrupt him, and I had jumped off the radio, or jumped out of the car. I had finally gotten to the store to buy a bunch of glue for my mom. But yeah, do you know if he's doing neck control tonight?
I do not know
if he was covering it or not, So I guess let's keep an eye on the weather and kind of see what's going on. Are you going to be working this Friday, or are you taking Friday off?
This Friday I have to go down to Michelin, so I'll be working at least half a day doing that.
What you doing at Michelin?
I go down once a month and take care of their tools and stuff for them down at the test track.
Oh, that's pretty cool. How'd you get into that?
One of my customers from up here went to work down there, and they don't have any tool guys down there, and nobody would give them the time of day, so he called me and asked me if I'd make the drive, and sure, we'll see how it goes. And I've been doing it for about 3 years now, so it's made it worth my time, so it works for me.
I can't remember where the test track is. Where is that at?
Down in Lawrence.
Okay, yeah. I actually knew a couple of the Michelin guys, and I was trying to see if I could go down there when they were doing some of their test days just so I could watch.
Big old place, that's for sure. And you got to go through the security gate and all that to get in, so... they won't let any other tool trucks in now at all. Even if they try to get in there, they won't let them in now.
That's a pretty sweet deal for you. Plus, it's nice and, that you have that kind of commitment from them. That was one of the hard things I had when I was doing video for them, is I couldn't get a true commitment, you know, if anybody with a pretty face could walk in.
I told them, I said, if Matco comes down here and puts a truck in this route, they'll take it. I said, there won't be another truck come through the gate. So, we'll see. They say that, but you never know how that goes till it's time. So, I don't worry about it. I just take what I can get while I can.
Work it as long as you can. But, hey, I just pulled in home. Let me get back to work. But I heard you and wanted to at least say hi and see how you were doing today.
Pulling up to my next stop, so I'll go ahead and say 7-3's Daniel. Go get you some work done and be careful, and I'll talk to you on down the log, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final, 7-3.
Have a good day, and I hope you make a good sale with this last stop. KI4DTY, and I'll be clear. Thanks.